Back of New York, 1027 WNEW. You two playing with Bruce Springsteen and Willie Nelson. April 6th, Hammerstein Ballroom. Ticket info to come right here at NEW. That's the tribute to Johnny Cash that they are putting together. Good afternoon. It's Opie flying solo. My buddy, my pal, who sits across from me, is home very, very sick. If you're a faithful listener of the show, you probably heard it in his voice yesterday. Funniest man alive had to take a day off on me. And a lot of people are faxing in Anthony, because I know Anthony's listening. We're going to call him once an hour to see how he's doing. But Hoover writes, tell Anthony to have some Tranya. It'll straighten him right up. And this one's really good from Johnny. You know, it's never safe around the Opie and Anthony show. Even when we're down and out and sick, you guys will still abuse us. That's what we like about you guys. Because I'm suffering from a fever myself here. But Johnny writes, hey, Ope, tell Ack to take off his skirt and get back to work. Ask him if he's wearing feety pajamas. Ask him, did Snooky, a.k.a. the wife, rub Vicks on his chest and pillow? I hated when my mom did this. Did Ack take his temperature rectally? And by the way, play the 100 grand call. We are going to play your favorite Opie and Anthony bits today, by the way, if you want to give us a call. Rick's working the phones, 212-757-1027. But I'll put this aside, and we'll ask Anthony all these fine questions, Johnny. So thanks for checking in. Well, if you were listening yesterday, we had our buddy, our pal, Stephen Lynch. He's going to be huge. I'm telling you right now, he's going to be just incredibly big. And he came in to do some songs. And I think I could play this one. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York, Metallica. From Garage Inc., turn the page. It's Opie flying solo today. Anthony, a very, very sick man. We're going to be checking in with him in a little bit. We'll bust his balls. We're going to call him every hour today, even though he's trying to get some rest.
Yeah, that's it.
And in the studio helping me out today, because I'm just not used to doing a radio show by myself. It's been many, many years. And it's kind of strange being in. Ralph, I don't know how you do it.
Ralph? By yourself?
Yeah, Ralph's in here by himself, and he just stares at a blank wall and acts like he's talking to you guys, the listeners. I get the privilege of at least talking to Anthony. You know what I mean?
It's the old theater of the mind. I get to use it all the time.
Yeah, but, you know, if you're at home right now, try to talk to yourself and make believe you're having a conversation with someone. It's not easy to do.
I got the phone calls. Oh, lots of nice people on the phones.
You're happy.
So that helps.
All right. What do you got on Metallica? Because you're the music man.
Metallica.
Ralph knows everything. I listen to your show and I get scared what you know about all these bands.
Huh.
What do you got on Metallica? Give me anything.
They're playing in San Francisco with the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra.
Uh-huh.
In middle of April, something like that. They're going to record it. If it comes out good, they're going to put it out. If it doesn't, bootlegs.
Bootlegs for everyone. Think there's going to be a mosh pit there? Can you imagine?
They were talking about they'll come out in black tie and make the orchestra wear black leather.
Yeah.
At least Michael Kamen should come out in black leather. He's going to be conducting.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Also today on the show, you could request your favorite Opie and Anthony bits. We'd like to do this from time to time. It's a perfect day considering half the team's not here. Do you got a favorite Opie and Anthony bit?
Anything by Yoshi.
You want to hear some Yoshi?
It's like the guys on the phone. Hey, I'll hear anything by that band. Yeah, anything by Yoshi.
Anything by Yoshi? Okay. Rick, what are they requesting so far?
All right. So far, let's see. Three requests for the 100 grand.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a few requests for the Tourette's Whorehouse call off the Demented World.
Okay.
Lullaby, Stephen Lynch.
Yes, very good.
Old Bill.
Old Bill crossing the street.
Crossing the street. A bunch of requests for that.
All right.
The Duck Job.
Uh-huh.
You know, Donald Duck and Homer.
Yeah.
The Gerbil Song, another Stephen Lynch favorite.
Okay.
And a new one to the list.
What?
I expect the Ari to run down here any moment. The Priest Song.
You know, didn't they erase that? I mean, isn't that like out of the studio altogether?
Yeah, we don't have a copy of that anymore.
Yeah,
see, there are things we do on our show that we will only do once, so it's good to tape the show from time to time. If you got a copy of the pre-song, you got a very special moment from the Opie and Anthony show.
Make your own bootlegs.
Yes, you can make your own bootleg and pass it around on the internet or whatever. Well, we can play the 100 grand call real fast. We get so many calls for this damn thing. It's a track off our Demented World CD. You ever hear this, Ralph?
I'm not sure. Is this when you call somebody and tell them they won 100 grand?
Well, no, we went on the radio and just said that we were going to give away 100 grand.
Okay.
Never said money, just said 100 grand, giving away 100 grand. Coming up next hour, 100 grand.
You can't wait. No.
Baby! The Rock
Bank of New York, 1027 WNEW, Guns N' Roses, Paradise City, and Matchbox 20 before that with Long Day. It's Opie
Hello.
And Anthony, there he is.
Hi.
And Ralph the Tour sitting in trying to help me out a little bit, Anthony.
How are you?
Thanks, Ralph.
No problem, man.
That's mighty wide of you.
I can't sit in your chair, though. I'm the next one over.
I wouldn't use that mic anyway. It's infected.
That's one of the reasons.
The bubonic plague.
Yeah, Anthony, it's kind of strange. It's like no one is sitting in your seat. Your microphone is just kind of hanging there.
It's infected.
Did you ever see the Lynyrd Skynyrd tribute band?
That's what it's like.
Where they play Freebird and just put the mic with the...
Yeah, there's a spotlight on your microphone.
There's just a spotlight on your... On your microphone, and your Sam Adams hat is just kind of hanging from the microphone.
I touched.
We got a laptop set up, too.
Yeah, we got just, it's a fake laptop, but...
In memoriam.
It's almost like you're there. It's kind of strange. There's your little bell.
Great. Thank you.
So how you feeling, man?
Oh, good. Rocky Balboa just beat the crap out of Clubber Lang.
Yeah, okay.
I could buy 25 Beanie Babies that are sure to go up in value. And Judge Judy is really pissed.
Oh,
so my day is just great.
And there's no Brady Bunch reruns on?
No.
What's on Nickelodeon?
Nickelodeon's got some stupid cartoon like Doug on or something.
Hey, I like Doug.
It's a fag cartoon.
Yeah, Doug blows.
I never said I was hip.
You got like Warner Brothers cartoons where they hit each other with sledgehammers.
Of course.
Oh, how you holding up there? Hold down the fort?
Barely. I'm just not used to doing a radio show by myself.
Yeah.
It's kind of strange. Oh, Johnny sent a fax. I got to ask you a couple questions here.
All right.
Hey, Ack, take off your skirt and get back to work. Ask him if he's wearing feety pajamas.
No, actually, I'm in the sweats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did Snooky, a.k.a. the wife, rub Vicks on your chest and pillow?
No, Vicks, I hate that stuff.
All right. He said he hated when his mom did that to him.
Yeah.
And everyone wants to know if you took your temperature rectally.
Yeah. You're the strap-on thermometer.
You're a dirty boy.
I'm a dirty boy. I can't even do any voices. This blows, man. This just blows.
Well, that's why we're having the listeners call up with their favorite Opie and Anthony bits, and we're going to play some of them today. So.
All right. This Theraflu is like heroin.
Is it really?
Oh, my God. They should just give you works with it. Like, just, like, tie off.
Yeah.
Boot up.
Just mainline the stuff.
Oh, I'm a mess.
All right. Well, could you stick around for the Priceline read, Ant?
I wouldn't have it any other way.
You're going to try
it? Captain Kirk with laryngitis.
Ah, God.
This is bad.
All the characters called in sick today, too. It's just strange when that happens. It's like, okay, well, Anthony's sick, but at least, you know, Yoshi's not sick, and Dice won't be sick, and William Shatner, and everyone called in sick. It's kind of strange. I don't get that.
Terrible.
Yeah, all right. All right, Anthony.
All right, okay.
Well, stick around and do the Priceline read with me.
Okay.
And everyone is requesting the Popeye bit. We're going to play one of them today.
Oh, I'll get to hear what I used to sound like.
Yeah, right. I think we'll play the one from Tuesday, late in the show. All right, Anthony, you still there? Anthony.
What?
Anthony. Turn down your radio. We're in delay.
Hello?
Anthony.
Oh. Opie?
Yeah.
What? Anthony. What do I...
Delay, delay.
I'm sorry. Hi. Long time listener, first time caller.
It must be the NyQuil. Turn down your radio. You ass.
That's me.
That old gag.
That old ploy.
That old ruse. All right, it's Priceline.com, Anthony.
I wish Priceline had, like, voice boxes. So I could name my own price for a new voice box.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
Well, you can name your own price for a hotel room. But you're not going to be going away in the near future, are you, Anthony?
No, I have my own little hotel room set up here.
Yes, okay. Well, if you're going away in the near future, you need a hotel room, you need a flight, give Priceline.com a call, 1-800-PRICELINE, and they will match your price. You call them, you tell them, I want to pay this much for a damn hotel room, and they get back to you and they take care of you.
Why wouldn't you take advantage of this?
And if you use their service, they're going to give you a free hotel night, Anthony.
Oh, great. So. I'll use it tonight.
Yeah, sure you will. So if you're on the internet, give Priceline.com a try. www.priceline.com. Or you could give them a call. 1-800-PRICELINE. All right?
All right.
Anything else to say about Priceline, Anthony? Or?
No, not right now. I have to medicate.
All right.
Look, I need more dope.
What's the next medication you're going to put into your system?
Well, what time is it? Let's say 4:25. I think I have to take some more Robitussin.
Oh, that should be fun.
And then, yeah, I'm coming up on having to take some more Theraflu.
Oof. Are you mixing your cold medicines?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I am mixing, matching. I'm having some kind of reaction where I'm growing fins, I think, at this point.
Are you making your own version of the Long Island iced tea?
Yeah, with over-the-counter drugs.
Yeah, right on, man. All right, we're going to check in with you 5:15.
I'll be listening.
Because everyone really cares about you.
I bet. I've heard the faxes that you've been reading.
They just want to abuse you so bad.
I know.
All right, man.
Give me a break.
Hang in there, all right?
All right,
definitely, everyone. Funniest man alive, sick home. Bye. Homesick, I should say. 1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York, Bad Company, with Bad Company, off the CD, Bad Company. Very nice, very original. It's Opie and Ralph DeTour hanging with me for a little while.
Hello there.
I think he's going to be bailing out. I see you got your train schedule in front of you.
Yeah, I took the train schedule out. You know, honey, I won't be on the 404.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm looking at where I'm going to go now. I'll figure it out later.
You should do the whole show with me today. I'm shorthanded, yeah.
I'll call Mrs. T, see if she's got any plans for me today.
Okay.
And if I don't have to be anywhere at any specific time.
Now, the Super Bowl winning starts tomorrow, huh?
I'm very excited about that.
Now, I don't pay attention in the meetings around here, so what's going on with that?
They tell people to call.
Yeah.
They call.
Okay.
They win a web TV.
Okay.
From Sony.
All right.
All right. And then
they'll be in the drawing for the trip to Miami?
Right.
Wow.
So you win a web TV to start. Which is great.
Okay.
And then if we get the grand prize, boom, you're in Miami.
And we're doing this all weekend long?
Mm-hmm.
Starting tomorrow with Steve Mason?
Absolutely.
At 9 a.m., I would assume, somewhere around there?
It's a good ballpark.
Well, actually, it gets off the air at 9, so. What? He does. Hummer Queen? Okay. So keep listening for details.
What, is she on Priceline now?
Hummer Queen?
Yeah. No? Okay.
Name your own price for a Hummer? Well, that's what I want to see Priceline.com get into. Well, they do the flights, right?
Yeah.
They do the hotel rooms.
They're doing mortgages.
They're doing mortgages now.
Home equity, all kinds of stuff.
Name your own price for a Hummer. Now, that's a commercial we could really support. We don't want the people from Priceline.com mad at us.
They know we're just teasing.
We love those guys. All right. Anthony, homesick. We're going to be talking to him again. But we are playing your favorite Opie and Anthony bits today. If you got one, give us a call. 212-757-1027. Or you could fax us. 212-957-WNEW. We're going to play another song from Stephen Lynch. He was in yesterday with a whole batch of brand new songs. One of them got us in a lot of trouble. If you got the pre-song, you got gold in your hand because you'll never hear that again. Every once in a while, you'll tune in our show and you'll hear something once. That's one of those that you'll never hear again. So you got a bootleg, you got something special in your hands, okay? 1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York, the latest from Collective Soul off their CD Dosage, that is Run. You could also find that off the Varsity Blues soundtrack. Those guys sounded great on Ralph DeTora's show the other day. I think they're coming to town soon. We'll have some dates for you. If you've never seen Collective Soul in concert, check them out. They're very, very good. It's Opie flying solo today. Very strange. I'm sitting here in the studio by myself. Ralph DeTora was helping me out for a little while, but he went upstairs to take a crunch. Is he coming back? Oh, we'll find out how his crunch was. Come on, Ralph. Come on, Ralph. Doesn't even know we were talking about his crunch. How was it?
How was what?
Your crunch.
Oh, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I got to tell you a story.
All right, go ahead.
You know, last night, it was my sister-in-law's birthday.
Uh-huh.
And she took us all out for Mexican food for her birthday. Oof. Happy belated birthday, Auntie. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
You heard of a two-flusher, right?
Yeah.
That's when it doesn't all go down the first time?
Mm-hmm.
This was a three-flusher.
You had the green apple splatters?
the funny part is, you know, we have the co-ed bathroom here on this level. I went upstairs.
Well, you're relatively new to NEW. You know what that bathroom's all about right there, right?
The co-ed bathroom?
Yeah.
No, I don't. What?
You're not allowed to crunch in that bathroom.
Well, I never have.
Okay.
All right. So because, my conscience is clear.
All right, because when Anthony and I had Willie Nelson in the imaginary ballroom,
uh-huh.
one of, like, the tech guys, he crunched in that bathroom, and the smell was brutal.
That's not fair.
So that room is just for just kind of taking a quick leak.
But stinking up upstairs is okay.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, because that's a sales area. Who cares about them?
Who else goes up in that in there?
Everybody.
Wins?
Everybody crunches upstairs. You're not allowed to crunch in that bathroom
well,
outside
the studio. I feel sorry. There's tile falling off the wall. I feel sorry for whoever goes in there next.
Really? Right on, man. Best. All right, we're hanging. We're doing like the best of Opie and Anthony today because Anthony's homesick. We're going to get him on the phone in a little bit.
He'll be incoherent.
It's like fun, though.
Mainline and NyQuil.
Yeah, because every time we call him, he just gets more and more out of it. It's kind of fun to just listen to him. So on the way, we're going to play the Popeye bit. Talking about Pusky. And I think I'm going to break one out from the archives. Because the Super Bowl's around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
We did a couple Super Bowl pranks that are really funny. That no one has ever heard. We got to give the people some new material today.
Cool.
So we called a funeral parlor and said that someone in our family died and it was their dream to watch the Super Bowl. And, you know, we needed him to come over and prop the body up so we can watch the game. You got to stick around and hear this. I'll break one out of the archives that you're not going to believe. All right?
Mm-hmm.
But right now we're getting a lot of requests for our old bits and a bunch of calls for the Mike Brady bit. Did you hear the Mike Brady bit?
Refresh my memory.
Okay, Anthony was convinced that Mike Brady spent a lot of his time under the stairs at the Brady Bunch house because you could see right through the stairs.
No, I missed this.
So Anthony was convinced that Mike Brady was a dirty boy.
Uh-huh.
He's a dirty boy.
Sure sounds like it.
So he thought, you know, he spent the time just looking at the girls go up and down the stairs. The Rock of New York, 102.7 WNEW, Thin Lizzy, Jailbreak, and the latest from Everlast. Before that, What It's Like from the CD, Whitey Ford Sings the Blues. Ralph, have you heard the rest of that album yet?
Bits and pieces, yeah.
Is it as good as that song? Or
it's a little more up-tempo.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, isn't he the lead singer of one of those... who is he the lead singer of? Maybe one of our listeners could help us out.
Mm-hmm.
Like a hardcore like metal
yeah,
band or something.
Thrashy.
A thrash band. Well, it's Ope Flying Solo, my buddy, my pal, my partner in crime.
Hey, how you doing?
Is on the phone.
I know.
Anthony, sick at home.
It's just, wait a minute, I gotta take my little medicine here. Wait a minute.
House of Pain, by the way.
That's right.
That stuff is horrible.
What are you taking this hour?
More Robitussin.
Oof. Yeah. The quill's not working for you?
I can't take the quill till later.
Why?
I'd pass out.
Yeah, yeah, stuff knocks you out.
Yeah, but the listeners want you to do the quill and then...
And then try and talk.
And then try to do the show with me.
Yeah, good luck. Maybe I'll do that after the next break.
Yeah.
I'll take some quill.
All right, what's on TV? Anything good?
Well, I was just watching CBS News and they had a great caught on tape of some cops beating the crap out of some guy. That's always fun.
Yeah.
Other than that, boy, there is nothing on television.
Hmm.
This just sucks. I gotta get back in there.
Well, don't you have the Cartoon Network?
They play crap.
What do you mean?
With the good cartoons.
Well, what cartoon they playing?
I don't know, some of that new stuff where, like, the whole body is stiff and just the mouth moves.
Oh, yeah.
It's lousy animation.
Not the best animation in the world.
Oh, it's terrible.
Well, Anthony, I got the Popeye bit all queued up here.
Oh.
This is what started you down to the road to sickness, I believe.
You think this is what ruined my throat?
Yeah, because you hint to that in the middle of this Popeye thing.
I was feeling a little scratchy that day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it all started when I asked Popeye if he was a member of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
Right.
And Popeye went off.
Alex is pretty good with me member. And Bluto isn't in it. Me and Olive's got married. Now Blutzko doesn't get any.
Yes.
She was the only whore in town. What does Olive's and a submarine have in common?
What, Popeye?
They're both full of semen. That's an old nautical joke. I tell it while I'm on the boat. Oh, my gosh. You ain't never seen a pusky like the one on olives.
I told you many times you can't say pusky on the radio.
I'll say pusky whenever I want to say pusky. Pusky. It looks like the sea hag. Olives. Olives. Eat a burger for Christ's sake. There's a bag's gabones. I can't even grab your ass. You ain't got gonna ask. Olives, how about a little hygiene? I'm a sailor man. I know what low tide smells like. Something emsgonating from the pusky. Where's Wimpy?
Oh, yeah, you think Wimpy's a homo, right?
Wimpy's a flameskin homosexual. Always looking for free meat. That's right. Now I'll open the cans of spinach and makes me member grow. I keep doing this, I'm not going to be able to talk tomorrow. You haven't noticed I have a sore throat.
All right, well, I guess Popeye is a member of the Tuesday Night Hummer Club.
Of course.
That's something everyone wanted to know today.
But I have to reciprocate. Sometimes I burn Olive's pusky with my pipe. Because I never take it out of me mouth. Why do you think that one eye pops out? It's the fumes. Alice does a great trick with her pusky.
Yeah, what is that?
Here, watch, watch. Come here, Alice. Here, let me take me pipes out of me mouth. Put it here, down by the pusky. Okay, go, Alice. Look, she blows the pipes. It's a magical pusky.
You can't say that word on the radio, man.
Pusky, pusky, pusky. I never heard any rules against the word pusky.
Wow, all right. All right. Well, I guess we got the answer to our question.
Oh, yeah. I'm a Chotska member.
And there you have it from Tuesday night, man. Anthony, you still there? Oh, Anthony. Anthony.
Hey.
You still there?
Yeah.
There's a piece of you in your better days, man. All right.
All right.
We'll check in with you at 6, right?
You do that.
A little after 6?
All right, man.
All right, I hope you feel better.
So do I.
Okay.
All right.
Later, bro.
Later.
On the way, we got Jane's Addiction, The Who, the new band Indigenous, and we got the answer to our question. The lead singer of Everlast was from House of Pain.
That's right.
The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW with The Who and the band Indigenous before that, Now That You're Gone. It's Opie flying solo today. Not feeling that great myself, but I'm feeling much better than Anthony if you've been listening to the radio.
He's, don't get me sick now.
He's very sick at home. I think you started this sickness, Ralph. Ralph DeTour sitting in today helping us out.
I was somewhere in the middle. I still got it, actually.
Well, someone started the sickness around here.
You want to blame Carol?
Well, Carol's been out for 3 or 4 days now. Matt Devote's been sick. You had it for a while. Yeah. Anthony's got it. Roger in marketing's got it.
We're running around disinfecting the studio all the time.
Well, look what I brought in here.
Lysol?
I feel like Howard Hughes, man. I got my hand soap.
Mm-hmm. The antibacterial stuff that just kind of disappears.
Yeah, and I got the
spray the lights good.
The heavy duty Lysol.
Put in the mic. No, put in the mic.
I'm spraying. I'm spraying
spray
it.
Me.
I'm spraying it at you, man. What?
Nasty.
Yeah, but it's gonna keep us healthy. Hopefully, gotta keep the germs out of here.
Spray so much I can taste it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. Anthony usually sits over there. And we said this earlier, we got his whole microphone set up, and if you ever saw the Leonard Skinner tribute show, everyone saw that, right? Where
we just need a spotlight.
Yeah. Now, what was the brother? What was his name again? Not the one that died, the one that took over for...
Johnny Van Zandt.
Johnny Van Zandt
took over for Ronnie Van Zandt.
For Ronnie, right. Well, Johnny sings all the Leonard Skinner songs, every single one of them, except one. And then at the end of you know the show... They say there's only one guy that can sing this next song, and he's right. No longer with us.
They do Freebird.
And they do Freebird instrumentally, and they have a spotlight on the mic stand, and they just do an instrumental version of the song. Mm-hmm. You get goosebumps. First time I saw that, it freaked me out. Anyway, with that said, that's what we got happening over here with Anthony's microphone. We got like a cheap laptop set up because Anthony brought his home. We got his microphone with a Sam Adams hat just kind of draped over the microphone and a spotlight just waiting for his return, which mm-hmm. might be tomorrow.
He's just sick. He's not gone.
No, he's not gone.
Come on.
No, but, you know.
Just set up that image.
No, no, he's not gone. I just hope I'm in here tomorrow with him. That'll be funny. I'll be sick tomorrow, and he'll be here. So, Stephen Lynch was in yesterday once again, and if you got a copy of the pre-song, consider yourself lucky, because we can't play that ever, ever, ever again.
It's a goner.
There's about 10 bits we've done here in New York that we can never, ever, ever play again, and that's one of them. So if you got a copy, you know, consider yourself special. But I think we're allowed to play this one again. The kitten song?
Which one is it? He sang a song about kittens?
Yeah, a cute little ditty about kittens.
Is it anti-cats?
Oh, I don't think so.
Because I'm not a big fan.
No,
myself.
I personally, I think Stephen Lynch loves cats, Ralph.
Okay.
You can tell by this song.
Oh, it's here.
All right. Also on the way, we're going to break out a bit from the archives that you've never, ever heard. All right? It's a Super Bowl prank we did because we're giving away that trip to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Starting tomorrow.
It's unbelievable. 1027 WNEW, The Rock of New York, Billy Idol, White Wedding. And the wedding singer making Billy Idol pretty huge these days. Had that fine cameo on the airplane
mm-hmm.
with Adam Sandler. Sophie.
Quadrophenia helped too.
Who?
Quadrophenia.
Quadrophenia, that's right. Helped. What is he doing with Quadrophenia?
He was the bellboy.
The bellboy, that's right.
Bellboy.
Got Ralph DeTour in the studio helping me out. Anthony,
I'm having a fun time.
Homesick.
It's cool.
I
feel like it's bring your kid to work day and I'm the kid.
You're supervising me. You're making sure I don't cross the line today.
No, I think you're taking care of that yourself.
We're doing okay.
Especially yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah. Yesterday. Yikes.
You think that's why he's pretending he's sick?
Anthony?
Yeah, he's scared to come in.
Well, I told Anthony earlier when I talked to him at 3:20 that he picked a perfect day not to come in today because the boss, Gary, had a stack of messages from people that were complaining about yesterday's show. So I had to take the heat by myself today. It wasn't fun.
I feel sorry for you.
Well, the boss had to spend two and a half hours just calling back all these people that complained about our show yesterday.
But you didn't know.
Well, Stephen Lynch was in, and he sung a song about a priest.
A nasty song.
That is going to get a lot of people in a lot of trouble. Yikes. I hope we survived this one. All right. Well, we got the Super Bowl trip. We're going to start doing that tomorrow, Ralph?
Absolutely.
We don't know exactly when the winning starts. It's not on my little sheet here. But all weekend long, you got that chance to win the trip to go to Miami for the Super Bowl. And you qualify by winning a Sony Web TV courtesy of the Bud Bowl.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
And then you got your chance to go to the game.
Now, what was Anthony talking about yesterday with this whole modem thing he's got? The cable modem?
The cable modem, yeah.
Well, that's not for Web TV. That's for an actual just regular computer, right? Just to get it be faster and things?
I believe you could use the cable modem for both. Your TV and web TV and the computer.
Yeah, I gotta admit, I don't know what it's all about, so.
You don't know what a cable modem is all about?
No, I don't.
Seriously?
No, seriously.
Well, do you have the internet at home? You don't have a computer at home, Ralph? It's 1999.
You know what the deal is? I have one of the original, I have a 386, which is a doorstop now.
Oof.
You know? I bought a computer, whatever, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And never updated.
Oh, you got to get into the 90s.
Yeah, no, it's a joke.
The cable modem, I mean, you use the computers around here. And you
I mean, I'm computer savvy.
All right, here's the deal. When you go to a website,
all right, with the the station computers, it takes for a while for your page to load, right?
Yeah, especially Pedro out of here. This one is
exactly. So you go to the WNEW website and you have to wait for the home page to pop up. With a cable modem, it's instant.
I like that.
You want to, you know,
gratification.
Yeah, you type in an address and poof, it's there. It is so fast.
That's a beautiful thing. Are we going to get them here?
Well,
are they available? You have to wait. What's the deal?
The funny thing is, we got the T1 lines here. And the T1 lines are really, really fast, but the cable modem makes the T1 lines look silly. And that's just the way of the future right there.
I'll just get it all at once.
You should?
Yeah, they'll come, they'll drive a big truck to the house and just...
And set yourself up.
I'll be ready, and then you'll never see me again.
All right. So we got the trip for the Super Bowl. All weekend long, you get a chance to qualify by winning the Sony Web TV, courtesy of the Bud Bowl. And then I believe if it works like other things we've done around here, Steve Mason on Monday will take all the weekend winners and pick a grand prize winner.
Who do you think is going to win the Bud Bowl this year?
Who cares?
Bud Light.
Who cares? That is so dumb.
They're giving us all these Bud TVs to give away. You say who cares? Anthony, I happen to like Bud.
Anthony loves Bud. I love Bud.
I like Bud Dry, but they don't make it anymore.
I didn't even know they were doing the Bud Bowl this year. They are?
They always do.
You know they're doing a 7-hour pregame for the Super Bowl this year?
Why?
I don't know. Last year it was 2 hours and 40 minutes. This year it's 7 hours long.
Who do they think they are, Clinton?
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
The speeches?
Don't even get me started with that.
Okay.
But speaking of the Super Bowl, I broke out a bit from the Opie and Anthony archives. 1027 WNEW, the Rock of New York with Train. That's a song called Free. It's Opie hanging with Ralph DeTore today. Anthony taking a sick day.
Hello.
He'll hopefully be back with moi tomorrow
for
FU Friday. Yeah, it has like a southern feel to it, right?
Absolutely.
Sounds like Marshall Tucker a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a tiny bit.
I got that same thing the first time I heard it, but they're from Frisco.
They're from Frisco?
Yeah, from Frisco.
They sound like they should be from down south a little
bit. San Francisco.
Southern fried rock.
Maybe the vocalist is.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know. We got to find out more. We'll get him here.
But
bring him to town.
You had Collective Soul this week.
That was fun.
Those guys are really, really
cool. They're very shy.
Yeah. I warned you, didn't I?
Really shy, man.
I warned you, Ed.
It's like, so Ed, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, Ed, the lead singer, doesn't like to really talk.
Yes, that's true.
He doesn't have an attitude, though.
He's not at all.
He just is really shy.
But that's, an interviewer's nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
Yes and no answers. That's like, no, come on, talk. Please, say something.
Because you sit there and you
run out of questions.
Yeah. And you do your research and you ask some nice questions and you get, I guess.
No, it just looked good.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's their touring plans, Collective Soul? Because I really like those guys a lot.
I think March, he said, March 6th, they're playing somewhere in either Canada or New England.
But when are they going to be down here in New York?
They don't know. They said sometime before the end of the year.
Okay.
They'll be playing New York.
All right.
So that's pretty big space.
Cool. Well, I want to thank Ralph for hanging with me today.
My pleasure.
Because I used to do radio by myself. And it kind of got
a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. I haven't done solo radio in 4 years, and now I don't know how people do it. I don't know how, Ralph, you sit here. You're on from 12 to 3.
Yeah.
You sit here. You stare at that wall, and you act like...
I hardly stare at the wall.
Well, you know what I mean. You're looking around, and you're getting your show together, but...
You know, you're feeding the fantasy that everybody thinks a DJ just sits around and plays music.
No, Ralph works his butt off.
And listens to music, you know?
Yeah.
I don't sit around and, read the paper.
But what I'm trying to explain to the people listening right now... It's not easy just to be in a room by yourself with a microphone on and talk to imaginary people. See, when Anthony and I do the show, we can interact with each other.
Yeah.
But when you're a jock by yourself in a room, it's kind of strange. You don't know who you're really talking to.
Absolutely. And you don't have that feedback, and you can't play off anybody. There's nobody to play off of.
And that's why I begged you to stay with me today, because I just can't imagine doing it anymore. It has been too long.
Yeah.
You know?
This is fun for me, too.
Cool.
Like
and you're helping me out with my music knowledge, which is...
Yeah, you're pretty good.
Which I need help on, especially these bands like Tree. But we've been asking everyone to call in with their favorite Opie and Anthony bits. Taking a trip down memory lane today. And we had a bunch of calls for some of the telemarketer calls we've done in the past.
What are these?
Do you listen to our show, Ralph?
Occasionally.
I feel like we shouldn't even be playing these bits because we've played them so much. But now that...
I've missed quite a few, I'm sure.
Obviously. Well, at home, I'm very bored before the show. And the telemarketers, we all hate telemarketers, right?
Mm-hmm.
They call at the wrong time. You're trying to...
Usually during dinner.
Usually during dinner or whatever. Just at the worst time, and you can't get them off the phone, and you beg to get off their list, and they keep, harassing you. So I turn the tide, and I mess with them now, and I record them at home. Yeah, The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Allman Brothers, Statesboro Blues, and NEW proudly presents the Allman Brothers Band at the Beacon March 4th.
Yeah.
And 11th, in addition, NEW presents Johnny Lang at the Hammerstein Ballroom, March 10th. We got to get him into the imaginary ballroom once again.
You know, it's a good thing you didn't become a musician.
What?
By the way.
Anthony makes fun of that all the
time. Banjo drumming. What was that?
I used to be a drummer.
Corky on drums, man.
I was drumming along pretty well. You should hear me sing.
Oh, God, no.
Anthony's trying to record me singing, because when the songs are playing, I just start screaming and singing along, thinking I sound good, and you should see everyone's faces in here.
I can imagine.
It's like when you blow the dog whistle and the dog's head kind of turns sideways and stuff. That's the face Anthony makes as I'm singing. I'm like, what? I'm just singing along, having fun here. Oh, we got Anthony on the line?
He's on the line. Is he totally nonsensical here?
Anthony.
Hey.
What's up?
It's kicking in, huh?
Huh?
Is it kicking in?
It's like... Yeah, I took...
He's there.
We took the Quill. I'm very fuzzy.
Oh, you took the Quill.
Right about now. Took the NyQuil.
Okay.
Have you eaten anything today other than liquid medicine?
No, that's it. Just drugs. Over-the-counter drugs, man. You combine these things right, you don't need crack. It's great. You just got to get the right formula.
Now, what is the right formula?
You need a couple of Theraflu tablets.
Okay.
And then you need some Robitussin.
Mm-hmm.
Two jiggers of Robitussin.
Two shots.
Yeah, two shots. Shot of Quill.
Okay.
And some Excedrin.
And put a little Jack in it, and you're set.
Oh, yeah, of course.
So what have you been doing?
I'm watching a lot of television.
And there's nothing on, right?
Yeah, I got to say, the Nintendo Battle Tanks commercial with the goof on the Snuggles, the bear thing,
yeah,
is hysterical, if you happen to catch that.
You probably find everything hysterical at this point.
Yeah, everything is kind of funny.
Yeah. How many times have you seen that commercial, "I'm not my father's daughter"? For that movie, Elizabeth or whatever? I'm sick of that commercial.
Speaking of movie, dude.
Huh?
There's a movie coming out. I just saw the ad for it today.
Yeah.
With Juliette Lewis.
Yeah.
Called The Other Sister.
Uh-huh.
She's a retard marrying a guy retard. And it's the whole thing with the parents wondering if they should get married.
Yeah.
And there's, like, retard sex. And it looks like a scream. I was roaring just at the advertisement for it.
Oh, that's classic.
And they're doing this typical voice. Hey, bang, 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 bang. I was dying. They totally were doing that. Wait till you see this commercial. You'll die laughing.
I haven't seen the commercial yet.
It's great.
It must be really funny under the influence of Quill, too. Right?
Everything. And then I was watching Some Kind of Wonderful, that movie with Jennifer Connelly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She's a dirty girl.
I was going to say, you'd be the dirty boy.
Yeah, that's about it. Other than that, I'm sitting here, fever. You get fever sack. You know, fever sack?
Fever sack. Fever sack?
Yeah, okay. like your whole body's hot, so it does everything it can to cool down.
Yeah.
It's like your sack is like Turkish taffy.
And you got fever no drive. Sack. You got no drive, right?
Nah.
No drive.
I'm done.
You're done, Ski.
I'm done,
looks like I'm going solo tomorrow as well, huh?
I'll see. Come on.
Be a trooper. Come in.
Help me out.
You should see what the listeners are writing about you.
Are they? Are they cruel?
Yeah, they're real cruel.
Bastards. That's okay. I'll get them all back.
That's right.
One at a time.
But that's okay. We're fair game, just like everything else.
That's how it works. How's the controversy with the song?
Oh, the pre-song?
Yeah.
A snicker in the background.
Why are you laughing? Dude, it's not looking good for the boys.
No laughing.
What's the deal?
I think the Cardinals involved.
The Cardinals?
Yeah.
The baseball team? The football team? The Cardinals? What?
Leave it there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, we got to thank Stephen Lynch for getting us in trouble.
Yeah, like we weren't doing a good enough job by ourselves.
I know.
We need Stephen Lynch to help us.
Yeah, he had to push us. He had to push us right over the edge, man.
He is the Antichrist.
Yes. We had nothing to do with that song yesterday.
Oh, of course not. We just gave him the forum to broadcast it to a million people.
The best line yesterday, Anthony, after he did the pre-song, and it was obvious that we were going to hell.
Yeah.
You come on the air and go, "The Opie and Anthony show has been removed from the airwaves."
Could be a prophecy.
Yeah. Wouldn't be the first time, right, bro? All right, well, get better. I wasn't even going to call you this hour. I figured we'd let you slide, but...
Well, I
was getting a little bummed. I'm listening,
Oh, yeah, like we're just rocking without you.
I'm sitting there.
It's just a different show without you, man.
And I switched back because I was listening to Rocky Allen. And
one of his last shows.
I know.
Is he doing knuckleheads in the news today, Anthony?
Wasn't listening to that crap.
All right, man.
All righty.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Hasta mañana.
For every Friday.
Thanks for hanging, Ralph.
My pleasure. Feel better, man.
Is he the man or what, bro?
What?
He's the man, right?
He is.
All right, cool.
Kicks ass.
All right, I'll talk to you. There's our pal.
Poor Anthony.
He just sounds like crap.
Yeah, if they got a fever, stay home.
Yes.
That'll just reinfect everybody. We'll go around the cycle again.
Well, Gary got mad at me because I said, I come in and I go, Anthony is just, he's not happening. This is the first time Anthony's been sick in 4.5 years of us working together. And I said, and I don't feel good either. I got a fever. My eyeballs feel like they're going to pop out. You know that when you get the eyeballs burning and stuff? Mm-hmm. And he goes, dude, what are you doing here? We would have been Tony Pig on the air.
Right.
I'm like, I don't want to come in.
Eddie's here too, right?
Yeah, I said I'd want to come in, man. We're troopers. We don't have a life when we're not on the radio, so this is much better than staying home sick.